The translation is, the Lord delivered the fallen souls in some places by meeting them directly, in other places by empowering a pure devotee, and in still other places by appearing before someone himself. So, the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had one motto when he appeared. His motto was, in the words of Chaitanya Charitamrita, I shall deliver all the fallen souls. That was his motto, his thema, his mission statement, if you so want. It is described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, this statement, I shall deliver the fallen souls, characterizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You can see mission statements are apparently also there in the mind of God. So, the Lord had three different strategies how he delivered the living entities. And I feel it's important for us to understand how Lord Chaitanya conducted his mission so that we will maybe get an inspiration how we can contact the Lord. First is, he had personal meetings with living entities. It is said, anyone who met Lord Chaitanya only one time was spiritually fully satisfied and became highly advanced. That is, from one meeting with Lord Chaitanya, the people obtained the highest states of spiritual consciousness, which is prema, deep love in the heart. What it means is they became devotees and chanted Krishna's name and danced all the time. This was the Chaitanya infection, if you want to call it like that, or the influence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu upon the ordinary people. They became devotees, they chanted, and they danced all the time. Hare Krishna. This is a very wonderful effect which the people felt. This morning, I think you remember the direct meeting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the people of the Dakshin, that is the South India. I remember one description which very much moved me. That was when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on his way to Orissa. He came through different villages, and sometimes he went in front of the devotees to actually go to the houses of the people and beg foodstuffs from them, and then he would feed his own travel travel associates. Yes. So once he came to a river where a washerman was washing the dirty clothes of the village. It's described that this washerman was very depressed with his life and frustrated, like many conditioned souls in Kali Yuga are. So, as he was packing the washed clothes together, he all of a sudden saw a shadow next to him, and he concluded from the shadow this was a sannyasi who had come to beg for food. You can see by the shadow, this means a sannyasi is there, wants to have food. And he just avoided to look into the eyes of that sannyasi and said, I have nothing, I'm so poor and so frustrated. But then he heard a very sweet voice, and he said, I have not come to beg food from you. I have come to beg the holy names from you. Chant, Hari Hari. Hari Hari.
Hari
Hari.
Hari Hari.
You chant very easily. The washerman was a little doubtful and he looked into the eyes of that sannyasi, and then he saw the golden beautiful form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You must know that he looked as beautiful as 1,000 gods of love. It's very strong. A very strong darshan. And then he chanted, Hari Hari! Yes, you're a little shy now. Hari Hari! Very good. So he did chant like this, and this transformed him. He started to dance, he started to cry, he rolled on the ground in great ecstasy, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and went on. A little later, when it became night, his wife came to look for her moosh, but the moosh was chanting on the river bank, chanting Hari Hari, I don't know. We have some Matajis who are married. I don't know what you would do if your husband all of a sudden would be ecstatic and not on the mental platform. I think you would. Maybe you would feel slightly suspicious. What has happened? Is he only playing jokes with me? You would not believe him, maybe. Imagine Venu Gopal just going, Hari Hari, rolling on the ground, crying. What would his pure Raja Leelavati, is she here? What would you think, Raja Leelavati? You would think, maybe my husband has drunken some wine, you know, or maybe someone made him drunk, or Nitkov put a LSD pill in his pizza, and now he is. We would actually, when we would really see the signs of ecstasy, this is something which is not. We are not accustomed to. We don't see ecstatic people. It's just not in our culture, ecstasy. It's not a part of it. And we would become maybe a little estranged. Of course, if it's a very high ecstasy, we would see that we would also become ecstatic. It is infectious. So this is what happened to the wife saw her husband from the distance and was totally helpless. She went back to the village and said, please all come. My mental moosh has totally changed. I don't know what happened. Maybe we should bring the exorcist. Who drives out spirits, you know. So one man came and touched this washerman, said, please, your wife is having questions about you. But the washerman just embraced him, brother, and embraced it. And then this man also became ecstatic. This was how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement would spread. Please, my dear devotees, just see this in your mind eye and just understand in what wonderful and Bhojanski movement you have come. It is very nice. So some living entity got the Sakshat Darshan, the direct meeting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in other places, Lord Chaitanya did not go. Now to benefit these people in these places, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would personally enter into the bodies of his pure devotees. And when his pure devotees, who were carrying him, so to say, in their hearts, arrived at these places, the living entities or the people would meet Lord Chaitanya through these pure devotees. A very well-known example is Nakula Das Brahmachari from the village Ambuya Muluka. He would sometimes become, so much, he would come into these exalted states of love of Godhead where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present in his heart. And then he would start kirtans. And these kirtans were usually visited by millions of people, or, you know, the word spread around in Germany, or to Germany. There is a healer from Brazil coming. This healer is called, some John, the Holy John, I believe. And he makes sessions, healing sessions, where he has halls of people who are there, who have different diseases, and then he is there and he requests all of them to pray to God, and then he will somehow heal these halls of people. You know? Devotees from our Goloka Dham project have come, and when this healer, I believe his name is the Holy John, sees them, he's very enthusiastic, and he usually requests them to go into a neighboring room and ask them to chant Hare Krishna to help, that the atmosphere is very spiritual. And then he does his healing thing. Heal, 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 heal. And then the people are healed. Some of them are not permanently healed, but only temporarily healed, but it worked. Our Tribhuvanath and also Sridhar Maharaj went to him in Brazil also. He's I would say he likes the devotees very much and recognizes them and is a good person, a God-conscious person who says it's not my power. He said it's God who works through me. So Nakula Das Brahmachari is really the example of this. I'm always a little careful with these healers. I've met many healers, and sometimes one does not know, maybe it's just a good spirit who works through them, or I do not want to pass a judgment. But here Nakula Das Brahmachari is a pure devotee of the Lord, and listen what happened when he came into his exalted states. He just did this kirtan, and many people came to him, and they all were changed for life after the kirtan. Shivananda Sena, who had personal association with Lord Chaitanya, doubted whether this was bona fide or not. He thought maybe it's something else, but not my Lord Gauranga. And he decided to test Nakula Das Brahmachari. And he said, only if Nakula Das Brahmachari, next time he does his kirtan, calls me and tells me what is my personal mantra, which I chant, then I believe that he is bona fide and that my Lord is present in his heart. So Nakula Das Brahmachari, his time came and he chanted and he had ecstatic horripilations, and he was so beautiful to look at. And then all of a sudden he stopped his kirtan. There were already hundreds and thousands of people around him, and he said, get Shivananda Sena, the doubter. So Shivananda was at the edge of the kirtan when finally some people came in his area and said, is Shivananda the doubter here? Nakula wants to see you, come. And so he was brought before Nakula das Brahmacharya. And Nakula looked at him and very lovingly said, give up your doubt, Shivananda. Your mantra is Gauranga Hare Krishna. Shivananda looked at Nakula, and when he looked at him, all his doubts were gone, and he paid his most humble obeisances. We disciples of Srila Prabhupada who have had personal meetings with Srila Prabhupada feel that he carried Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his heart. I do remember a very moving experience where I was personally allowed to massage his divine grace. It was in an early morning in the late spring, and I do remember massaging Prabhupada, and all of a sudden Prabhupada went into this deep ecstatic meditational state. He would then always make a sound. He made this sound of it. Like a little baby almost. He relished something. And as he was in this deep ecstatic trance of Krishna consciousness, I could feel how an effulgence spread through the room, which was for the physical eye just light, but for the eye of feeling, which registers atmospheres, just a very loving atmosphere, very moving, ecstatic, loving atmosphere. So many of Prabhupada's disciples have seen Srila Prabhupada in these exalted states where he would go and he would be some other place, not on any longer on our level of perception, and we would become moved. Some of us would be so moved by the atmosphere that we would also start to cry. And sometimes we ask Prabhupada, what should we do when you come into these states? Prabhupada looked at us and said, just chant Hare Krishna. Standard answer. It seemed we always should do this, no matter what. So this was the second way. Lord Chaitanya comes by the devotee airline, so to say. He travels in the heart of his pure devotee. And in this way, he would meet the conditioned souls through certain pure devotees. Now the third way in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saved the conditioned souls was that he personally appeared in four places. These four places are all places which have one thing in common. One red line goes through them. These four places have devotees in common who are full of love for Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has this one soft spot, or many soft spot, I suppose, but he is subdued by the love of his devotees. He feels so attracted to them. So the first place where he appeared was in the household temple of Mother Sachi. Mother Sachi, of course, was so extremely sad when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and left her house in one morning. I believe this has been very, very nicely played by our devotees from Sarajevo at the Fruška Goranga summer camp. Is Sukanya here? Sukanya, you have eternally made us indebted. You played Mother Sachi. It was a real, very, very spiritual and traditional theater play. We could understand in this theater play how really Mother Sachi felt. She had only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was her life breath. She is really the eternal mother. She's Mother Yashoda, and when Krishna appears, she's Mother Kaushalya when Ram appears. She's Aditi when Vaman appears, and she is Sachi Devi when the Lord appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just in the early morning hours, left his house, and there was Mother Sachi on the threshold or on the steps of the house, and she saw her son leaving the house forever. She had not slept the whole night, because mothers usually know everything about their children, also when they leave the house. She was there and she just looked at Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu silently circumambulated Mother Sachi 3 times. And then he whispered, "I will be with you," and left. And it is described when you go to in Mayapur to this place where Mahaprabhu came down to the bank of the Ganga and then jumped into the Ganga and swam across the Ganga. This place has a name. It is called Nirdaya, no mercy, because that's not merciful to Mother Sachi to leave her. Nirdaya, no mercy. No mercy at all. Devotees go to this place and they say, "You have no mercy. You left your mother." And then they just sit there and just chant. It's a beautiful place to chant and feel the separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so anyways, Mahaprabhu had whispered, "I'm just coming. I will not leave you." And he had left. What did he mean with this? He meant that he would personally come and eat the prasad which Mother Sachi cooked. He would always come. Mother Sachi would come to the altar where she had offered the plates, and the plates were empty. And then she thought, "I'm just dreaming this." And then she went to the cooking pots. She thought, "Maybe I have put empty plates on the altar. I'm so much distraught because Nimai has left me." And no, there was a portion missing from the pots. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent one devotee, Jagadananda Pandit, to Mother Sachi just with the message, "You are not dreaming this. I really come and eat your what you have cooked. You are not dreaming this. It's real." So this is the first place where Lord Chaitanya always appeared, the household temple of Mother Sachi. There's a second place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and that was in the blissful kirtans of Lord Nityananda. When Lord Nityananda did kirtan, Mahaprabhu appeared. There's one particular house, the house of Raghava Pandit, where these beautiful kirtans took place. Once in a kirtan, all the devotees smelled all of a sudden the fragrance of the typical garland of Lord Chaitanya. In Puri, he had a garland of Dhammanaka flowers, which are not available in Bengal. So during one kirtan, Goldangle is here. Where is he? Where is he? They smelled the garland. Then later there was a meal. There were so many devotees. I think tomorrow in Gopurnima festival you will also see so many devotees here. And that it came time to serve the devotees prasadam. So they made rows, and all the rows ended in Mother Ganga. The devotees were sitting up till here, and some who were very unconventional sat up till here in the river of Mother Ganga, holding their prasadam pots and eating heavily. It's actually a very nice sitting position if you consider to sit in Mother Ganga. That would be, Saranandi, that would be the best place to sit. And they were just happily eating. They had two containers with sweet rice, different types of sweet rice. One was made with condensed milk and one with yogurt. And they just kept it and chanted, Hari Hari! And were just totally ecstatic. Hare Krishna. So then Nityananda thought, it would be so nice if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would see this ecstatic prasadam festival. And he started kirtan and called Gauranga. And Gauranga immediately came. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to each plate of the Vaishnavas who were sitting there. Nityananda Prabhu, I'm sorry, went to each plate. And he took a morsel of food and just playfully threw it into the mouth of Gauranga. Hare Krishna. This is very Bojanski. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate that and swallowed it. So that's the second place where Lord Nityananda danced in ecstasy. The third place is in the house of Shiva's Pandit during the congregational chanting. Can you recognize the similarity? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears where the kirtan is done. And then last place was in the house of Raghava Pandit, and I told you about this. So these are all places where kirtan is done. Now Srila Prabhupada has actually said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu still does this up to the present day. He had one very amazing program which my godbrother Dhananjaya Prabhu remembers. Prabhupada wanted that Gaur-Nitai deities are mass-produced and then distributed on Sankirtan. And he said the Sankirtan devotees should bring these deities to the people and tell and sell them as Hare Krishna dolls, knowing well that the people would not have immediate faith that this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they would then, the Sankirtan devotees should say, you can offer an incense each day and wish something, and all your desires will be fulfilled. This was one concept of Srila Prabhupada, and he actually ordered Dhananjaya to put this into practice. Amazing vision, isn't it? To somehow bring Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into the houses of the fallen souls in Kali Yuga. And he said, how to worship? Well, they should be worshipped by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Incense and then Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then Prabhupada said, no other installation ceremony is necessary. The deities would come in this way and be fully present. So this tells us something, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can become present when his devotees chant Hare Krishna. I would like to tell you how I personally, in my own Krishna conscious practice, have adopted this principle. I have always seen that Krishna consciousness is the path of bhakti, really, of loving devotion. And everything happens only if this magical key, bhakti, is in the heart. Many people have seen Lord Krishna when he was present, but they did not have bhakti in their heart, and therefore they have seen and not seen. Duryodhana, for instance, saw Lord Krishna coming to the court of the Kauravas, but he didn't see him as God, because there was no bhakti in his heart. Or the washerman in Mathura who washed the king's clothes. Krishna came down the road of Mathura with his beautiful sakas, the cowherd boys, but the washerman, and he stopped before the clothes of the king, and he wanted to dress in the clothes of the king. Now this was an excellent opportunity for the washerman to do service for Krishna. He could have just gave him the king's cloth. Here, it's for you. You are the king of the universe. But because this washerman didn't have bhakti in his heart, he saw Krishna, but he did not recognize Krishna. Do you follow? Without bhakti in the heart, you can see the deities, but you don't really see the deities properly. You can see Krishna, but you don't see him properly. You can only see spiritual things through the eyes of bhakti. If there's no devotion in the heart or in the eyes, your eyes won't give you anything. This is the experience of devotees who sometimes go to the holy dhams on parikrama. They only see Vrindavan to be a dusty village with pigs who eat human stool. Haribo. And they complain about the sanitation habits, no? Because without the vision of bhakti or the eyes of bhakti, you can't see. To make it very simple, when you don't love the devotees, let us say an outsider comes here and sees us all on the floor, he thinks, what are they doing? They should sit on stolitsas. And what is their hair? This is not proper hair. They should have proper frisuras and so on. See, when you don't have the right eyes to see, that is the inner attitude, you can't see. So Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is attracted by the love, and by the love only, of his devotees. And he does come when he sees that there is the bhakti. I want to now directly address the question, how can we contact Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Isn't it all impossible? The devotees who think like this, that it's impossible for them to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only know of one way the Lord gave his mercy, and that is by his direct meeting when he was as an incarnation present 500 years ago. They do not know that they can meet the devotee, then they can meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his devotees and through their own bhakti in the heart, bhakti which is mixed with the holy name, where they chant the holy name with bhakti. See, I described to you some of the description of what happened just briefly before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the planet Earth. At that time, Bhumi, that is the personification of the earth, came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, I have the feeling you might leave us soon, and I will no longer hear your blissful kirtans, and your lotus feet will no longer touch my skin, my surface. I do not know what I should do at that time. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered, no, I will empower two devotees, Srinivas Acharya and Narottam Das Thakur. I will empower these devotees who will distribute my love or the Krishna consciousness which I have distributed up till now. It will be with them. Anyways, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. Because tomorrow is the appearance day, I will not torture you with a description of how he left exactly. What I will say is that when he left, Bhumi couldn't bear it. There were earthquakes. They were so heavy. Have you heard about the supercyclone? Supercyclone is had uprooted all of Orissa. We went 1 year after the supercyclone. It was a tornado which felled almost all the palm trees. Except it could not enter the town of Puri where Lord Jagannath was. It was very amazing. Scientists cannot explain. This tornado had finished everything around Puri and the whole country. I was there. There were floods all. I mean, I was not there when it happened. I was there 1 year later. And it still looked devastated. There were floods. There were people trying to escape the floods by climbing up the palm trees where the coconuts were, you know, up so high. They were brought down, trees and everything was in the air. But when the super cyclone, this is how the sadhus describe it, saw the chakra of Lord Jagannath, it stopped and went another way. what materialists say, just didn't enter Puri. This is a wonder. I must say I lost my thread. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, the earthquakes came right into Puri. It was just too much. And many houses cracked down, fell down. It was a real heavy earthquake. Maybe I spoke about it. So there is one devotee who describes the time right after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance. He says, this is the same city, blessed on earth. This too, the very same ocean beach. This, the town of Purushottam Puri. And these are the very same holy names, Hare Krishna. But, oh vaya, now nowhere can I see the same festival of love. Oh, Chaitanya, source of all compassion, will I ever again see your glories? This is spoken in the mood of a devotee who has, who feels that, no, my Lord has gone. It's a deep separation. But this is not the real, fact. The Lord does not leave. He does not leave love. He cannot leave love. He always has to be there where love is, because he is a loving Lord. There's a shloka. Prema Vasha Gaura Prabhu Yahan Premotama Prema Vasha Hanataha Deno Darashan. Lord Gaura Sundar is greatly influenced by the lubov or love of his devotees. Therefore, wherever there is pure devotion to the Lord himself, subdued by such love, appears and his devotees see him. Wherever, if you have love for Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya will appear before you. You will see him. Wherever, whenever. This is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, chapter 2, text 81. And Srila Prabhupada, in the year 1966 in New York, it was a cold December night. He gave a lecture, and all of a sudden he came into Gauranga ecstasy, and he spoke to these new Americans about the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and how they, these new Americans, could just meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Prabhupada, in his very, would you like to hear a little of his preaching? Would be nice, huh? He said, listen to this, it's really beautiful. The process is, Prabhupada is always so practical, the process is that the Lord chants and he dances himself and the people follow similarly, like him. Just like we are painting the picture, the Lord is dancing and everyone is following. Prabhupada must have showed a picture. See, here the Lord is dancing and see, everyone is following. Listen. And that following can be continued even up to date. God is always there. It is not that Chaitanya is not present here. He is always present. And whenever there is Sankirtan, there is this kirtan by the devotees, sincere devotees, it is said that Lord Chaitanya is there present. Tatra tishtami narada yatra gayanti matpakta. Those who are pure devotees means without any material desire, those who are pure devotees, those who are determined to go back to Godhead, to Krishna, they are called pure devotees. Are you determined to go back to Krishna? No? I thought you were, I would now hear a, yes, but no, if it's not from the heart, it's no. Those who are determined to go back to Godhead, to Krishna, they are called pure devotees. They have lost all interest for material enjoyment. They are now determined. They are called pure devotees. So this Sankirtan movement creates pure devotees who gradually loses all interest in the material enjoyment. I think if we stay all together for a few months in this temple, we will all pure devotees. We will chant every morning and every evening until all our material thoughts have left us and we don't know what are material thoughts any longer. And then we are pure devotees. Don't we have to maybe put some potatoes in the earth so that we can eat something? And yes, but the idea more is, Prabhupada does not talk about qualifications so much. His main point is, here's Lord Chaitanya, follow him, and then he's there, and in his presence, you will feel this. Now, I want to give you a practical example. Today I spoke with one devotee who is very instrumental in manifesting this temple project. And the devotee told me a little bit of the experience. It was actually in another meeting. There is always a certain granica, a certain border in which we conditioned souls stay. We do not go beyond this border. It's the border of our false ego, where we have this desire to be the enjoyer. Now, the moment we do an act of surrender, where we cross this border, we actually feel that there's life beyond false ego. And we are surprised how much life there is, how much pleasure there is, how we even find out my real life starts beyond this border. It's very, very amazing. And those who have been on Sankirtan book distribution, they know about this. There comes a time where you just cannot tolerate the Grubi Osabas any longer. Have you been in this situation? It's just, again. But then you try to be compassionate, you try to leave your own limitation, and then all of a sudden, whoops, you're in another land. You are in, the world looks different. Krishna gives you for a moment a glimpse what it means to be Krishna conscious. You may even have a very spiritual realization where you feel, I'm actually not the body. I talked to one young devotee about this, and this young Madhati told me actually that sometimes when she talks to her friends, all of a sudden she has this realization, I'm actually standing here, I'm talking, I'm maybe making gestures to underscore my points, but I'm clearly knowing it's not me who's acting. I'm just seeing. It's almost a mystical experience which one has, a very spiritual experience. Life starts beyond the granitsa of false ego. Hare Krishna, in another land. The land of no false ego. There is the life. Hare Krishna. It's my new poem. Yes. And sometimes, this land, where we go just over the border, we can very easily come to the into this land with the help of the Vaishnav Association, where we are together with devotees, and usually we meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. And there everyone is there. Again Vrindavan, again the Yamuna, again the Lord is there. This is the wonderful promise of someone who is following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees. He's brought over this granitsa, over this border for free. I very much remember this connection. A very amusing story with one of my best friends in Krishna consciousness. It's His Holiness Lokanath Maharaj. We had a Padayatra ceremony. I think this we should also do in Croatia. We had an ox cart and a beautiful, two oxens and a beautiful cart. I think, Madhavananda, you were there. You were the driverji who was putting up the tents for the camps in which we would rest. It was a wonderful program. Oh, it was so good. This would be the program for Croatia. The ox were drawing a chariot with beautiful Gornitai deities. I still remember this. So we went to Germany, right? And then we went through Germany and then we went into Austria. So Lokanath Maharaj, who is the father of Padayatra, he had come to Germany on a German visa. And then we crossed into Austria. We went over the granitsa. You know the granitsa, Austrian granitsas, you know, heavy control in the old times. So we went, you know, they had never seen this. 50 ecstatic Vaishnavas, Haribo, an ox cart with the Bhojanstas on top of them. And all the Madhijis were just distributing prasadam, here, take this. We are not supposed to eat. Doesn't matter. You know, on the border. You know how devotees, when they are bliss, they don't care about the rules of this world. And there was Loganath Maharaj, and he said to me, Maharaj, I have no visa to go into Austria. No problem. Yes, but you all have white skin, and I have a colorful skin, you know, a brown skin. They will immediately notice me. Don't worry, they are so bewildered. Just put your head, I gave him a sun head, a little deeper. So that so I will take care, you know. So then they came and controlled all the passports. And I was leading the kirtan. I said, just be next to me. I will lead the kirtan in a very nice way. So then they came to me to control the passport, and Loganath Maharaj was just next to me. And then I started, Nitaigo Haripo, Haripo. And we all jumped, and they were just... they could not, no longer, you know, they said, all right, it's, you are too transcendental for the border. And we just crossed the border. And the same thing happened in Switzerland. He said again, Maharaj, I have no visa for Switzerland. Don't worry, we are here in Mahaprabhu's movement, you know, no problem. And we also went through the granitsa there. And, they didn't control him. I still remember this. And I began to understand. If we follow the devotees of the Lord, who are just following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, we were following him. We had him on the ox cart. then you will go over your limitations and your granitsas and borders. Don't worry. And if you're not going voluntarily, the devotees will help you. you will go. So I find this very encouraging that we can actually meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the land, that means on the spiritual platform of ecstatic devotional service. Hare Krishna. This is, was my lecture on meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he had only one way of blessing. He had three ways of blessing, not one way. One was to Shakshat Darshan, but the other two are available today through his devotees and also through wherever kirtan is performed in an ecstatic away. This is where how we can meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And tomorrow, maybe we should hear this. I thought of telling you exactly how to do kirtan so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be attracted. I have some very nice quotations from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. But I think I will do this in the lecture. I will talk about something else, but then also about this. Yes. So, Hare Krishna. Thank you very, very much for listening to this presentation. I really wish that we all meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in our lives in one way or another. I really feel it is time for this. I also feel so happy that you all have so kindly come to celebrate together his appearance day in this very new temple where Mahaprabhu is worshipped by the dedicated servants. I want to request you tomorrow to really think how to make a nice festival for the Lord, especially I believe from 5 o'clock onwards in the afternoon, 5:30, we expect the public. You were asking me, Ojashvi, if there is a public prong. Yes, here in the temple at 5:30, we have invited many people to come. Many people, even business people, will come from Govindanandan's financing company or finance advice company. Yes, today we were at the dentist, and dentist people want to come and celebrate Lalita Priya's crew. Lalita Priya brings all her dental crew with her, and so on. So let us give a very warm welcome to all these people who have come to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's very nice. We have on the same day, a devotee program. Devotee means for our own little devotees, little devotee group, but then the public also comes. Will be very full. I think it's very important that we post to very nice devotees at the entrance door, and they will greet everyone. Syama Mayi is here. She does this in Bosnia. She's very expert. Everyone, maybe we should give them a garland, at least in our mind, you know. Mahaprabhu would do this. He would greet the devotees every morning, and there were, you know, thousands of devotees, and he would all give them a garland from his neck. This means he had unlimited garlands, you know, to give. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki, Gor Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bol.